Just to refresh our memories, we had asked the stira between Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah of Menachos. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah of Menachos said that there was nothing wrong with people that they cut chodosh before the Akrovas HaYimer. There's nothing wrong with that. We don't have to be afraid, even though they're oisik with the chodosh, that they might come to eat it. And in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is also to be boidek chometz after the Zman Habia, after in Shor Shviyis and further, because we're afraid since he's handling with the chometz, he might come to eat it. So the Gemara answered on this kasha that there's a difference, that chadosh is bodl minei. He's not used to eating chadosh. So Memele, so I don't have to be afraid that when he'll come, when he's handling with the chadosh, he might come to eat it. So he could cut it, he could grind it, there's nothing but to worry about. Asha enkein chometz is loy bodl minei, he's used to eating chometz keseda. So therefore, there Rabbi Yehuda was geyser that while he's in the process of being baidik the chometz, he might come to eat it. Agavurcha, I saw that Tumas Hadeshin asks a shayla. Halacha is that one is permitted to give children to eat on Yom Kippur. So lechayre, what is the heter on this? Lechayre, there tzicha leibodl minei. We used to eating food, and then bafal pikein, one is permitted to give food and serve food for ktanim. And when at chayish tulma osel lemeichel minei. The Tumas Hadeshin says that Yom HaKippurim is different because there he made up his mind he's not going to eat at all. So Memele, if it's a Yom HaTainis, I don't want to be afraid he'll eat anything. The problem arises when he's permitted to eat, and then we have to differentiate this he might come to eat and this he won't come to eat, so then something that's bodl minei taka, then he won't eat it, but something that's lay bodl minei, he might come to eat it. Al Koponim, the Yisod of Rabbi Yehuda is that something that is bodl minei, we were not geyser, and something that's lay bodl minei, we are geyser. Frag the Gemara, Vosnan, we learned a Mishnah in Shabbos. La yikayv Adam shvayfere shel beye, a person should not puncture a hole into a eggshell, via maleno shemen, and they'll fill it up with shemen, Vietnena al pi haner, not bitzad haner, Vietnena al pi haner, he puts it on top of a ner. A ner is a receptacle that is holding oil and a wick, and a burning wick. Now he wants to ensure that the ner should continue burning, even though the shemen, the fuel in the receptacle will burn out already. So he punctured an eggshell, or something similar to that, and he put this over the nair, and it is constantly dripping from the eggshell into the nair. So, l'chayre, this would be a good eitzah to ensure that the nair should burn long. So the Mishnah says, l'yikev odom shveifere shal beye, b'yimaleno shemen v'yitneno al pi ha-nair, that's the correct girse, b'shvil shetahimen ha-tefes, that it should constantly be dripping into the nair, v'afilei shal cheres. And lay me boy, if the container that is holding the shemen is an eggshell, so the shemen is pure. So the zichach shash, he might come and use part of the shemen. Ba'afilu he shall cheres. And even though the shifayferes is made out of cheres, so if it is made out of cheres, the kli cheres bizman chazal was not an appetizing keli. So therefore, there'd be a svara to say, if you have shemen in this shveiferes, I don't have to be afraid that he might use the shemen, since it doesn't look too appetizing. Afal pikein, one is not permitted to do this. We are geyser that he might take the shemen, which is in the shveiferes, and by taking the shemen, he'll be over on the iser kibui. Let us see Rashi, before we go further. Kol ner shebigmore haynu hakli. The ner is the receptacle that is holding the shemen. Min hatefes, tipin dakais. It is dripping small drips, Kshahapsila mevaeret. You have a wick that is burning, and you have a shveiferes, which is over the nair, and drips are dropping into the nair. Vafilu hi shelcheres. Even though this shveiferes is shelcheres, ois is shveiferes. The shveiferes is not a eggshell, it is a container that's made out of cheres. The meise, it's a double mos, it's not appetizing. Afilu hochi osa. It is osa, according to the Chachamim. Dilma osa lemeichel mino. He might come and use the shemen. He sees a receptacle with shemen, and he'll want some of the shemen to put into his salad. So he'll take some of the shemen and put it into his salad. So therefore, Chazal wagoyze, that you can't have such a contraption. Now what is wrong by using the shemen? So now Rashi brings a beraisa. V'sanye hanoisein shemen l'ner. If you have a ner that is burning, and you add more fuel to the ner, chayiv mishum mavir. So it's chayiv alts mavir. That means that because by adding this fuel to the ner, it's going to burn better or burn longer. Ba'mistapik mimenu, if a person takes some shemen out of the ner, chayiv mishum mechaber. So then he's chayiv alts kibui, he's extinguishing the flame. Now, before we go further, let's elaborate a little on this issa kibui. The Rosh Mesechtes Beye, Perik Beis, Ois Yud Zayin, brings Shitas HaTosfos, that Tosfos says as follows. What is, if you have a ner, you have a receptacle that is full with oil, and a wick is burning in this receptacle, and you'll take out a little of the oil. So that the Sefta says, Yechayiv Alts Kibuy, you're extinguishing the flame. So what are you extinguishing? It's still burning. So Tosfos says that the closer the oil level is to the wick, the brighter the wick burns. When you lower the level of the oil, automatically that dims the light. That dims the flame. So therefore Tosfos says that being mistopic, by taking part of the shemen from the nair, you are dimming the brilliance of the flame. So that is called kibui. That is kibui. That is how Tosfos learns pshat. But Tosfos is moisif. You could learn a different pshat. You could say that the kibui is not that it is so that by taking part of the shemen you are dimming the flame now. One could say that by taking part of the shemen you are making that like this it would burn, let's say, 2 hours, like this is going to burn an hour and a half. So the kibui is that you're making that it should burn a smaller amount of time. That's cool. You took away a half an hour of the burning. So Tosfos says that is not called, you're not chayiv for such an action. That's called gram kibui. That's only a grommet. That means now it's burning. And by taking away the fuel so it comes out that it'll burn a half an hour less, that is not called mechabit. That is called gram kibui. That is shitas ha-Tosfos. The Rosh asks on Tosfos, the Rosh asks on as follows. He says, "Nu, if the halacha would only apply, if you have shemen in a ner, shemen in a receptacle, and you're taking part of the shemen from the ner, so then we can understand what Tosfos is saying. So by taking part of the shemen, the minute you take the shemen, you are dulling, you're dimming the flame, so that's called kibui." He says, but how do you understand Argemore? Argemore, we're afraid he's not going to take the shemen from the ner. He's going to take the shemen from the shveiferes. So let us be megashim the Indian. The shveiferes, let's say, has an ounce and a half of shemen in it. So we're afraid he might take out a half an ounce from the shveiferes. So if you take a half an ounce, so it's, so the flame will not become dimmer at all. That way he took a half an ounce out of the shveiferes. Va'aval pikein, it is also. So how could Tosfos learn pshat that the issa kibui is that you are dimming the flame by taking the shemen? Here you're not dimming anything. When you take out part of the shemen, you take out part of the shemen from the shveiferes, the flame will not become dimmer at all because you still have a constant flow of drips which are dripping from the shveiferes. Va'afal pikein, it seems that it is osir, it's als kibui. There's an isir kibui. So therefore the Rosh is chaylik an taisvis, and the Rosh says that the isir of kibui is that you are making that it will extinguish a half an hour earlier. That is not called a gram kibui, and that is called kibui. And according to the Rosh, there's a meridike nafkamina. If a person has a candle, and a person will cut the bottom of the candle, is this osar al tzmechaba or not? According to Tosfos, it's no mechaba whatsoever, because you're not dimming any flame. According to the Rosh, since you're taking away from the fuel that is connected to the flame, and you're making that it's going to burn a smaller amount of time, that's also called kibui. Al kaponim, this is the kasha of the Rosh on Tosfos. The Yamshel Shloime wants to answer Shitas HaTosfos that the chash is not that he'll take part of the shemen which is in the shveiferes. We're afraid he might take the whole shemen from the shveiferes. So if he'll take the whole shemen from the shveiferes, so then that will stop the dripping completely. So then by doing that, automatically he's dimming the light of the, that is burning in the nail. Al koponim, we have here a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that one should not make such a contraption of a shveiferes over a nail, because we are afraid that he might come and use the shemen which is in the shveiferes, and by doing this he'll bring about a kibui of the nail. That is what the Chachamim hold. The Rabbi Yehuda mater, and Rabbi Yehuda was mater. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to. So now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have a kasha. Rabbi Yehuda said you're not allowed to be boidik chometz in Pesach, because he might come to eat it. He's used to eating chometz. So come Pesach, in the process of bedik, he'll continue eating the chometz that he finds. That was the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. So we have here the same problem. A person is used to using shemen. Shemen is something which is used. So if he has here this contraption, he might come and use the shemen in the shveiferes. So why was he mater? That is the Gemara's kasha. Let us see Rashi. V'Rabbi Yehuda mater, v'aval gav the shemen hakel tedirim, by everyone is used to using it. V'aval pikein, Rabbi Yehuda said that there's no issa. We don't have to be afraid he might come and use the shemen in the shveiferes. So now Rashi says, Uderabonon adarabonon lekelakshui. L'chayr we have a stir on the Rabbonon also. The Rabbonon in our Mishnah said, one is permitted to be by the chometz in Pesach. We are not afraid he might come to eat the chometz. And here the Chachamim said, you're not allowed to have this contraption because we are afraid he might come and use the shemen. So why isn't it a stir according to the Chachamim? So Rashi says, Dokim the time of chometz, Mishum do atzmi mechazer olav l'servoi. The Gemara had mentioned before, the reason of chometz is because we don't have to be afraid he might come and eat it, because since the whole purpose of bedika is to destroy the chometz, so if that's in the back of his mind, that's the purpose of his actions, so we don't have to be afraid he'll come to eat it. So the Rabbanan are good and Rabbi Yehuda is shver. And for the Gemara, Hosam Mishum Chumre de Shabbos Mivdil Bdili. So the Gemara says, here these also bodl minei. That means the chaymer of Shabbos, since a person is afraid of the chaymer of Shabbos, Shabbos is a gewaldike chaymer, so therefore, a person before he does anything, he thinks twice or three times. So memela, all his actions are first governed with the pachad of Shabbos in front of him. So memela, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that al tzchumre de Shabbos mivli bdili, I don't have to be afraid that he's going to use the shemen in the shveiferes. Frek de gemore v'romi de Shabbos haShabbos. So what are you telling me, Ayesod? That the chaymer of Shabbos, so a person, all his actions, he's very careful, he won't come to be nichshel and achet, because of the chaymer of Shabbos. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. So the Gemara says, V'romi di Shabbos ha-Shabbos. I'll ask you a stire of two halachas in Hilchos Shabbos, where we see that Rabbi Yehuda in one place is chayish, that he might come to be nichshel in achet. The Sanya, we learned in the Baraisa as follows. Chevel dli shenifsak. You had a rope that was holding a bucket. Now this rope tore in half. So normally, what does one do? If you have a rope that ties that tore in half, so you make a knot and you tie it together and you use it again. That's good b'chol. Shabbos, to make a kesher is also. So how, what do you do? So the Baraisa says, lo yei koishroi, so you should not make a knot with the two frayed ends of the rope. Eloinvoi, he makes a nive, he makes a bow. A bow is not a kesher. Memela, that is permissible. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda asks us to make a bow. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kairech olav punde oipiskaya. He cannot attach the two ends of the rope together with a bow, but if he wants to attach them, so he'll take a third article, he'll take a belt, or take a type of a garter or a ribbon, and he'll wrap that around the two ends of the rope, and that's how he can use the chevel. Ubilvad shelo ye'anvenu. But he should make sure not to make a bow. So the Gemara that Havmin understood that why did Rabbi Yehuda assert to make a bow? So Rabbi Yehuda assert to make a bow because he was geyser. If you tell a person he's allowed to connect the two ends of the rope, you'll tell him a bow. He might come and make a knot. And if he makes a knot, he'll be able to say the reise. So we see Rabbi Yehuda, here he doesn't hold this svare of Mishum Chaymer Chumre de Shabbos Mivli Bedili. Before we said a Yesod, that before a person does anything Shabbos, he thinks three times because of the Chaymer of Shabbos. Here we see Rabbi Yehuda was Geyser. If you'll be Mater Anive, you might come to make a Kesher. So we have a stir in Rabbi Yehuda. We also have a stir in the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon before were Geyser, that one was not permitted to have this contraption of a shveiferesh dripping into the nair, because they were afraid he might be mistopic, he might use the shemen in the shveiferesh. Agzeire. And here, they want geyser. They said he can make a bow. And here they want geyser, if he'll make an anive, he might come to make a kesher. So the Gemara asks, kasher de Rabbi Yehuda de Rabbi Yehuda, we have a kasher in Rabbi Yehuda, kasher de Rabbonon ad Rabbon. So the Gemara answers as follows. The Rabbonon ad Rabbonon loikash. Shemen b'shemen michlev. Here, there's two, the chash kilkel is much greater. A person is using shemen. He can say he uses shemen. So memele, so to differentiate the shemen in a shveiferes or a shemen in a cup, that won't ring a bell by him. And he knows he uses shemen, a shemen b'shemen michlev. So we're afraid he might come and use the shemen in the shveiferes. Rabbi Nachmanel seems to learn a different shot. Rabbi Nachmanel seems to learn if someone will watch him taking the shemen from a cup, he'll take a shemen from the shveiferes. But Kaponim people don't differentiate where the shemen is lying as long as he's using shemen, so people don't differentiate. So this is olu for a mirshal that a person might come and take shemen out of the shveiferes. Anive bikshire loy michlev. But these are two distinct, different actions. If you tell a person he should make a bow, so he won't make a knot. A bow and a knot are two different pu'ulis. So memele, so anive bikshire loy michlev. That is the svara of the chachamim. Therefore they were geyser by shveiferes. They were not geyser by anive. That is the Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda loy kashe. And the Rabbi Yehuda, we had a kashe though, Rabbi Yehuda holds that they weren't geyser by Melech Shabbos because Mishum Chumre de Shabbos but Mivdol B'dili Minei. So the Gemara says, you're right, that Rabbi Yehuda would not be geyser, you're not allowed to make a bow, maybe he might make a kesh. No, really, there's no looking for such a geyser. No, time it Rabbi Yehuda love Mishum de Gozar Aniva Otokshire. He was geyser Aniva Otokshire. Ela mishum de kasavar ani veguf ekshiri. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Masech de Shabbos that a aniva, a bow, is equivalent to a knot. So just like one is not permitted to make a knot on Shabbos, one is also not permitted to make a bow on Shabbos. So the Iser of Anive is not als Gzeire. Gemon, I mean, learned that Anive is Mutter, and we only asked it als Gzeire. That's not true. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Anive has a Teiris Kesher Olam, so therefore, you're not allowed to make an Anive. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Kesher Shel Kayomo, a kesher that was made to remain, shehu also yishaloi la'atirai la'olam, that it was made to remain, havi av melocha b'mesecha Shabbos. Lo yehei, this is an av melocha. Lo yehei koishroi, a person should not tie the two ends of the rope together, da havi kesher shel kayomi, because we have to realize if he ties the two ends together, it's going to remain like this. Is no legitimate reason to untie it. So Mamela, this, so he's making a kesher shel kayoma. Ela einvoy. But the chamim hold he can make a bow, which is, doesn't have a teres kesher whatsoever. Blegazchin in aniva otokshira. And Rabbi Yudolz, koirech kriche ba'alme, he just wraps around, punde ezer cholu, this is a hollow belt, or psikaye, shekoich and svive shekayim, it's a type of a garter, or a ribbon of some sort that one wraps around the thighs, is, so he does this. But he's not permitted to make an anive with the chevel alone. Since he's oisik in connecting the two chalokim of the rope, so for matter, will be matter anive, he'll make a kesher also. Kashi the Rabbonon the Shvayferes at the Rabbonon the Chevel. So the more answer Shemin Zeb Shemin the whole Shon the Michlef. V'osi le Michlef. He won't differentiate between the Shemin of every day and the Shemin that now in Shabbos is in the Shvayferes. Zog the Gemara weiter. V'romi Rabbonon at the Rabbonon. Now the Moses Alesk Astir and the Rabbonon. The Snan Koishrin dli bepiskayo. One is permitted to tie a dli, to make a kesher. That means he doesn't have a rope whatsoever. So he wants to attach the dli, the bucket, bepiskayo with a belt. But he's going to make a kesher. He's going to attach the handle of the bucket with a kesher to this belt. Avoloi bechevel. But you're not allowed to tie a handle of a bucket with a rope. Rabbi Yehuda matter. Rabbi Yehuda's matter afilo with a chevel. Now, let's just understand the svara of the Mishnah. We mentioned before the iser of kosher is if it's shel kayoma. If a person is making a knot with an intent that it should remain forever. That is a kesher shel kayoma, and one is chayiv min ha-Torah on such a kesher. What if a person makes a kesher with an intent that he's going to untie it after Shabbos, according to other poskim, before the weekends, less than a 7-day period. So according to the so this is mutter legamri. This doesn't have a teiras kesher midaraisa whatsoever, since there's an intent either to untie it before a 24-hour period, or according to other poskim, before a 7-day period. So this kesher does not have a shame kesher. A person wants to make a kesher for more than a week, that's also midarabonah. So we have three types of ksharim. A kesher that was made with an intent to remain forever. A kesher that was made which is also min ha-Torah, that's chayit. We have a kesher that was made for more than a week, or according to other poskim, more than a day, that's also midarabonah. And a kesher less than a week or less than a day, that's mutar legamri. Now, when a person is kosher adli bepiskaya, he has no intentions of leaving his belt there, that this is going to be used as the rope that's going to pick the dli and dip the dli. He has no intentions. As soon as it becomes a Shabbos, he's going to untie his gartel and then get a hold of a rope. He has no intentions of using his belt for a rope. So that's the halacha koishrin dli bepiskaya. You're allowed to make a knot with his belt to the bucket because we know he has no intentions that it should remain there, he's going to anatayet meitzoy Shabbos. Avoloi bechevel. So poshet we learn shat, but with a rope, he's not allowed to do the same thing, because if he ties it with a chevel, it's going to remain there. Rabbi Yehuda mater. Rabbi Yehuda's mater, afilu with a chevel. So the Gemara says, now let's first understand Rabbi Yehuda. Chevel demai. What kind of a chevel, what kind of a rope are we speaking about? Ilay mechevel da'alme, a chevel, a normal rope, which is used to tie buckets. Rabbi Yehuda mater. Rabbi Yehuda would be mater to tie a dli with a rope. Kesha shel kayomo. If he ties the dli with the rope, it's going to remain there. So he's doing a malacha deraisa. The vadai osi levetuli. It was zichel be mevatel. It's zichel. If he ties the dli with the rope, it's going to remain there. So that's a kesher shel kayoma. Elo pshita de gardi. We're speaking about a different type of a rope. We're speaking of a rope that weavers use. Now this rope, Rashi and Shabbos seems to say, this was too expensive a rope to use as a, to attach to a bucket. So this hevel, the gardi, is also, it's zicher, it was, he tied it to the dli with an intention and an understanding that Meitzoy Shabbos is going to untie it. So this hevel, the gardi, is really equivalent to a piskayet. Ba'av al pikein, the chachomim aser, and Rabbi Yehuda is mater. Now, what is the svar of the Chachamim? The Gozra Rabban and Chevel, the Gardi, or the Chevel, the Alme. The Chachamim were Geyser. They were Geyser, Chevel, the Gardi. If you'll be Mater, Chevel, the Gardi. So a person will say, Chevel, the Alme is also, Chevel, the Alme is also, Mutter. So therefore they were Geyser. So now we have a question, the Rabbanon were not Geyser, Anive, Otuk, Shire. They said you're allowed to make a bow. We want geyser, if you make a bow, you might come to make a knot. And here, they were geyser, if you'll take a chevel de gardi, you might come and take a chevel d'alme. So how do we understand the svar of the Rabbonon? L'cheira they say to themselves. By aniva they weren't geyser, and by chevel de gardi they were geyser. So the Gemara answers as follows. Chevel de gardi, oto chevel d'alme in. There they were geyser take. Why? Because chevel bechevel michlef. Because there, it's a very thin line. People realize that they're making a kesher with a chevel. This is also a rope. A more expensive rope, a more delicate rope, but it's a rope. So that, the Rabbanon were afraid that there's a mokim to be geyser. So they were geyser, chevel de gardi, or to chevel d'alma, and even bekshire loy michlef. But if you're matter to make a bow, these are two different pa'ulas, a bow and a knot. So if you are matter to make a bow, he won't come to make a knot. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, koishrin dli bepiskayo, the lav kesher sha'osi liskayimu. This is not a knot which will remain. The einoi mafsid psikayo shaloi bekach. He won't lose his belt. He won't give away his belt that it should remain a rope for a bucket. The belt is too precious for him. Avoloi bechevel, shemo yanichenu shomei lomitz. He might come and leave it there. Inei mochevel da'alme shetash mishi lekach. That a rope which is normally oimid to remain there. Vikele meche shemo yanichenu shom. Some mele, so it's sicha osa. It's not oimed to be used to for mili mayim. Rabbi Yehuda matav like goza gabi Shabbos kido akimne time the mishum chumra de Shabbos poshi inchi me isuri deleiv and his korinim. Whenever there's a yonim Shabbos, there's a person is bottle. So memele, there's nothing but to be afraid of. Chevel de gardi, a person will not chevel de gardi is mutter, chevel de amazos, avad rabbonen de och, ad rabbonen de anive koshe, mishanine chevel bechevel michlef. Vahashte itarzu kulu. The rabbonen, now we have a clear cut explanation what the machloikis rabbida de chomim is. The rabbonen gozul kol eiched de michlef, bein bishabes, bein bishar isuri. When one cannot differentiate between one and the other, they were geyser. Hilkach. V'chodosh lifnei ha'omer gozel. They were gozer that one is not permitted to manufacture tvua of chodosh before the omer, because chodosh is, this is tvua that a person eats keseder. So memeil it's michlef, chodosh, yoshen, it's michlef. Gozel. V'chein b'shveiferes, the same way a person won't differentiate between the shemen and the shveiferes and the shemen in a cup. V'chein b'chevel. And this is also a rope. You won't differentiate. This is a more expensive rope, etc. Avol chomitz, but b'chomitz loy. Mishum d'machaza olav l'soyfoy. Be'etzem, because chomitz is a new svarim. Since his whole motivation to look for the chametz is because he wants to destroy it, so that we can be assured he won't come and eat it. But even nami loy mishum delay michlefe. It's two different in yonim. This is yirimater abo. He won't come and make a knot. Rabbi Yehuda gozal bechol mili delay bedili mine. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the gather is bodl mine. B'midi de bedili mine loy gozal. Hilkach bechametz gozal. Chametz is loy bodl mine. He had chametz all year. Al b'chodesh b'dili minei, b'chol hanach de Shabbos, mishum de b'dili minayu. That the Shabbos, the chumra of Shabbos, he's bodel before he does anything, he thinks twice. Or the kamach me'baniv, mishum de kasavar, he gufek shiri. That what he asked to make a bow, that is because he holds that the aniv guf is a teres kshiri. Zog taisvis, kairich olof punde, lav davke kairich. So, Taisa says, according to Rav Yehuda, you don't have to wrap around the belt over the two ends of the rope. Tafilu likshar yochel. He's even allowed to make a knot. He's allowed to make a knot on the belt, because later we have kosher and dli bepiskai. You're allowed to make a knot to attach the belt to the dli, because this is not a kesher shel kayoma. So just like it's not a kesher shel kayoma, you're making the knot to the dli, who then it's not a kesher shel kayoma, if you'll tie the punde, and you make a kesher, and with that will connect the two pieces of the rope. This won't remain there. That's going on the chevel. That means, so kairich is lavdav. You can wrap it around, you can even make a knot, but you should not do anything with the two ends of the rope. Sagt die Gemara weiter. V'chol eicha de bodo minei legoza Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara asks, let's go back to Rabbi Yehuda. You're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda holds, kol eicha de bodo minei, whenever he's bodo, that means this thing is he's not used to doing this pula, either al tachaymer of Shabbos or Chodosh, is legoza Rabbi Yehuda. V'sanye b'chayr sh'och zeidam. A bechayer that started hemorrhaging. Now, the bechayer is kotchim. A person is bodel from kotchim. He knows he can't have, there are many halachas involved with a behemish al kodesh. So he's bodel minay. Now, the bechayer is hemorrhaging, and it seemed one of the refuahs to stop the hemorrhaging would be to extract some blood to be makis dam from this bechayer. Now, when you makis dam, when you extract dam from the bechayer, it can be done in two ways. One way it can be done that there will not remain a mum in the bechayer. There's another way that will create a mum. Now, it's also in a Torah to make a mum. So the Braisa says as follows. Bechayer she'och zeidam. Afilu humeis. It's very serious. If you won't do anything now, the bechayer is going to die. Ein makizim loydam. You're not permitted to make any hakaza whatsoever. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Why not? Because Rabbi Yehuda was geizer. If you're matter to make hakaza, he might make a hakaza which will create a mum in the b'chayr, and that's an isur d'arise. So this bemison is a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. A kochim is bodl minei, va'af al pikein, Rabbi Yehuda was geizer. V'chachomim aimrim yakis. The chachomim here were not geizer. But he has to be careful. He has to know when he's making that kosa, he should not make a mum. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, b'chayr osa lahatol baimum, v'afilu ligroim, not even allowed to be goyrem a mum. Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not allowed to extract any blood whatsoever. Any place, if it does not cut away a bone, it cuts part of the lip, that means if what he's doing now can grow back, so it's not a mum. If it can't grow back, it is a mum. So Rabbi Yehuda said he's not allowed to do anything. If you'll permit this person to make a kaza, he might come and make an akaza which will create a mum. Everyone is bottled from kochim. Rabbi Yehuda was geyser. Machloik in Rabbi Shimon in Chamor Nagoyz. Machloik is Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda b'Teiras Koyanim. So the Gemara answers as follows: Hosa miteir sha'odam bohu alma moinai. He says that what bodul helps. That's when a person is by his senses. He's not fatumul. So then he's bodul minay. He'll be careful before he does something. He'll think twice. He's bottle minay, but over here, he's frantic. The bechayr is hemorrhaging, and if he doesn't do something quickly, he might lose the whole bechayr. So bottle does not help by a person who is bohu, who's fatumbo. Samrina isharis lei b'mokim shein oisem by mum. If you'll be matter anything for him, osi lemevet b'mokim shoisem by mum, because he's not by his complete senses, because of the behola. The rabbono, what is the svar of the rabbono? So the rabbono says you have to work with a reverse psychology. That is true, he's bohu, but we might lose out if you're gonna answer everything. If we won't be matter anything, you're going to be machmer, so the nesayin will be too great. He's going to lose in 5 minutes. If he doesn't do anything, he's going to lose a becher that's worth $2,000. So then he's going to do it. He says, listen, but then he won't make any chishbonis. Then he's going to make a mum. So let's hope for the best. It is not kedai over here to be geyser. Let us see Rashi. Alma moinai, koyin ze bohul ala bchir shalayomus. Koshken hoyulu bohul hu, iloi shoris lay bimokim sheni oisei boimum. If you will not be matter, oiver al dvorecho. So be oiver on what you're telling. He won't listen. Va oise. And he'll do whatever he wants. Vishuvein in iza bain mokim mum shalay bimokim. The sova shakil shava. The Rabbanan told him not allowed to do anything, so I'm not listening to them. So then he won't differentiate. So therefore, it's better not to ask everything and to be matter that which is muta me'ika hadin. Let us see Taisvis called Heiche de Bodo Minei Leigoza Rabbi Yehuda. That was the Gemara's kasha. So Taisvis has a different kasha. The Rab Meir ad Rab Meir Leirotzel Aksha. Taisvis says there's a different problem. We heard in the beginning of the sugya last week that the Chachomim, Rameyu, who is the Baal Plukta of Rabbi Yehuda, holds that a person is not permitted to process Tvue, which is Chodosh, Kaidem Akrovas Oimer, because we are afraid he might come to eat it. Even though it's Bodlumine does not help. So even though it's Bodlumine, there was Shalei Bertzain Chachomim, that people used to process flour of chodosh before the akrovas ha'ima, even though it's bodl minei. So lecher, we have to understand. So over here, why were the chachamim matter over here to be makiz in the oifen that he doesn't make a mum, but they were geyser, just like they were geyser by chodosh, they should be geyser over here also. So Taisus, the Rameyer, we didn't know Bechlal anything of Bohul yet. That was the Gemara's Teretz. So now, so Lecheir, why is it only Shver and Rabbi Yehuda? Shver and Rameyer also. Rameyer, the Rameyer, Leirotzel Akshay. The Leir Gozer, Gabi Chodosh. Gabi Bechir, Leir Gozer. The Beper, Kol Psula, Megdoshim, Tanya, we learned Klo, Bechir, Sha'och, Soidam, Makisa, Leir, Bemokim, Shenoisin, Leir, Mum, Divrei, Rameyer. Rameir says klo, you're allowed to make hakose as long as it doesn't make a mum. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, they're not allowed to. So Taisa says mishum dika lishnu yishayne becher the ikar pseide. That Taisus before at Tzera Yisod, that the Chachomim, when there is a Pseide, when there is a Hefsid involved, then the Chachomim were not Goyzer. So Memele B'choyer, there's a Hefsid involved, so therefore they weren't Goyzer, that V'mokim Shein Oyser Baimum, Oto Mokim She Oyser Baimum. Frag the Gemara weiter. Umi Amrin El Rab Yehuda Odom Bola Mamoinoi, was nan Rab Yehuda Oimer, Ein Mekadren Abaheime Beyonte. Now, you just told me a yesod, when the person is fatumul, so then he can't control himself, and he's olu to make mistakes. Bodo doesn't help. It says as follows, Ein Mekadren Abaheime Beyonte, Mibnei Shu Oise Chabur. Kadrin was a type of a comb, but had very sharp teeth. And normally, when they used this comb, they combed the behemen yontif, this would create a chabur in the behemen. So yoiver amalocha the reis of choyver. She's not allowed to be mekadrin. Avol mekarsifin, but if you use a comb, his dull teeth, so that you're permitted to do. V'chachomim oimrim ein mekadrin af ein mekarsif. And you're not allowed to comb with sharp teeth, and also not with dull teeth. V'sanya eze kidur v'eze kirtzu. Kidur ktanim is a small sharp teeth for oisen chaburi. And this will make a chaburi. Kaltz of gedoylem ein oisen chaburi. So what is the kashi? So the kashi is, the Gemara understood that the behemah is in a lot of tzar, and the behemah is very uncomfortable, and the combing will alleviate the tzar. Now, you said Rabbi Yehuda is a bol alma moinai, so memele, then there's a mokim ligza, so here it should also be bol. And after Pekin, you see, he wasn't geyser. He said that you're allowed to be mekartzer. He wasn't geyser kirtzuf oto kiddo. So the Gemara answers, Hosam, he says, the differences in Bolam Amoyna. Hosam, the Isha v'klei mayis, before by B'cher Sha'och Zaydam, there is real tatumul, because if he doesn't do anything, he's going to die. Amrinan Odom Bolam Amoynoi, and he's going to, and then you have to be geyser. He can't control his actions. So the Mele, if you'll be mad or anything, he might come and make a mum. Hoche, Yishavikle, here, even though it's uncomfortable for the behemoth, but if he won't do anything, Tzar Ba'almahu, so the behemoth will be uncomfortable. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, the Karzafin kide parshinen, the Kli Sheshin of Gasek. Ve'einoi oise chabure, it does not make a chabure, the choybul bebalechayim av molochu. Abuktani mis avu mekartzvim, amolei gozo mitev shodom bol, ishores lei kirtzv ovet kirdu, v'fi shatit makrish es abahim o metzara, we won't geyser. So the Gemara said that there's a difference between bol. It is only a tzar ba'omer, so it's not too bol, and therefore we won't geyser. Rek the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Maishno gabi chometz gozar. Why is it by chometz he was gozar? Maishno gabi kartzef deloy gozar. And by kartzef he wasn't gozar. There's a problem over here. This is a shailin yontif. Shlachayri, we should say yontif bodl minei. Unless we'll say that there's a difference between Shabbos and yontif. The Shabbos is a gewaldike chomer. That's what the Maloy Haroyim says this. That the svara of bodl minei does not apply in yontif. So now we have a problem. So by chometz we were geyser, that he might come to do the wrong thing. And by Shabbos, and by yontif, we weren't geyser, he might come and do the wrong thing. Maishna gabi kalsav leigosa.
So the Gemara answers, lechem belechem michle. So the Gemara says, since you're allowed to eat lechem and Pesach, so there's not too much of a difference between lechem shel chametz or lechem shel matzah. From a mele, so there, it's more olo to make a toy. So there was geisha. Kido bekirtzef loy michle. But the person will differentiate between kiddur and kirtzef. A michle, verabonon sovri michle. Rabbanon hold that it will be michlef. I said, this is different than an aniven kshira. Aniven kshira is talking two different things. This is a comb, inner teeth, thicker teeth, that the chachamim hold that it's michlef. And Rabbi Yehuda holds loy michlef. Rabbi Kivega asks Akash over here in Gilyan Ashad, says he doesn't understand the whole Gemara's kasha. He asks, Kiddo, a fellow who'll make Ein Mekadrin. One is not permitted to comb a behemah in Yontif, because we're afraid it'll make a chabura. So he says, afilu, he's mevaya, that it's not a psikresh, it's not 100% sure when you comb the behemah, you'll make a chabura, but there's a possibility you'll make a chabura. This is a dover she'ein miskaven. Rabbi Yehuda holds a dover she'ein miskaven is also min ha'teira. Tosfos says in Yume, that a davar she'ein miskaven, which is also min ha'teira, that means even though it was done unintentionally, since the person was aware that there's a possibility that it might occur, so that also is a din of miskaven. That means it's considered, I made a chabur. But in Shabbos, Tosfos says a davar she'ein miskaven, but the Vega says it's a pasha techilah. Here, because kiddur alone, afilo hu b'nichshol tadarabonon, and here chometz will be nichshol tzaderais. That's Rabbi Kivega's kashen. Lady says he found that the Taisus Yishonim and Yuma asks this kashen. Let us go further. Rav Meir Oimer, oichlin kol chomesh v'seirfin b'tchila sheish. Rav Meir holds that a person is permitted to eat chometz the whole fifth hour of the day. V'serfim b'tchila sheis, and the chometz should be burnt the beginning of the sixth hour. Now, I just like to be magdim, the Rabitzel Petterberger in Pri Yitzrok is a chakire, and the Ulmaisi brings a big machloikis. What is the exact translation of the Mishneh v'serfim b'tchila sheis? He has two ways how he can learn pshat in the Mishneh. One way we can learn pshat in the Mishneh in Bemison, the Lashon of Rashi is Mashme. Let us see the Lashon of Rashi. V'serfim b'tchila sheish. V'af al gav, the chol shoshishis midaraisa shoye. You're allowed to eat chometz the sixth hour of the day. When does chometz become also b'achila b'ano? The seventh hour. So why is it serfim b'tchila sheish? V'af al gav, the chol shoshishis midaraisa shoye. Gozer Rabbonon Allah, Rabbonon wa Gozer. Dilme toi, a person might make a mistake with Sover ala Shviyish Yishishis. It's hard to differentiate between the seventh hour and the sixth hour. So if you say the sixth hour is Mutter, so a person might think when it comes to the seventh hour, it's still the sixth hour. So therefore, and then, so Avala Chamishis, Leitoi le Meimer ala Shviyish Yishishis and Mutter. But the fifth hour, one won't mistake the seventh hour that it's still the fifth hour. So therefore the fifth hour is mutter and the sixth hour is osa, because they were geyser, he might think it's the sixth hour and it is really the seventh hour. So let's go back to Rab Itzel Petterberger's Chakira. What is the tight surfing betchila sheish? He could learn shat, surfing betchila sheish means that it is oimid l'sreifa. It is not permitted to be used. You're not permitted to eat it. You're not permitted to derive benefit from it. V'serfim b'tchila sheish. That means as soon as it becomes the sixth hour, it's oimid l'sreifa. That's one way you could learn pshat. But it does not mean that you have to start burning it the sixth hour. It could mean if you want, you can burn it the seventh hour, the eighth hour. The Mishnah is not speaking about the mitzvah of hashbosa. The mitzvah of Hashbosa starts from the seventh hour, and could be you have time till the seventh hour, you have time for the eighth hour. He brings Rabbi Zal Petterberger brings down that Tzlach says, just like by the mitzvah of Mila, it says,
So if a person waits till 12 o'clock to make a bris, or he waits till 6 o'clock in the afternoon to wait to make the bris, so the only thing you can say, he's not a zoris. This is in reason makdim le mitzvahs, and he's not a zoris. He should have done it in the morning, so he's not a zoris. But he's an elachiyid. Aye, because it says b'yayim hashmini, it says the 8th day. It's 6 o'clock in the afternoon, is still the 8th day. 5 minutes before the shki is still the 8th day. What do you want from me? I'm not a zoris. So the tzlach says, that what it says, ach, b'yayim harishin tashbisu sa'il mibotechem, that you have to see the Yom Rishon, which means Erev Pesach. You have to destroy your chometz Erev Pesach. When Erev Pesach? So Ach means the Zman starts from after Chatzos. But when in this Zman do you have to do it? So if you're a Zoris, you should do it from the seventh hour. If you're not a Zoris, you could wait till a half a minute before the Shkia to do it. That's the Shittas HaTzlach. So Rabbi Petterberg says, according to the Tzlach, now it says, Seif and Betchila Sheish, we are not at all speaking about the mitzvah of Seifah. We are speaking about what is permitted, what you are permitted to do with the chomesh. Oichlin kol chomesh, the fifth hour, you're permitted to eat it. The sixth hour, you can't do anything with it. You can't, the only thing, it's oimed l'Seifah. But it's not muchach that you have to burn it. He brings down, the Moltke brings down, there was a Rivo. The Rivo used to hold chametz till the seventh hour to burn it. He wanted to carry a mitzvah deraisa, the mitzvah tashbisha, start the seventh hour. You have a mitzvah once a year that comes about mitzvah tashbisha, so he should burn it the sixth hour. He waited till the seventh hour. And the Moltke says, oh, the scrimp on him, maybe it's going to be after the seventh hour when you start burning it. Who says you have such a good watch that you'll know exactly when it's the seventh hour. But Rivo wasn't scared of this. Rivo held it. And if I burn it 5 minutes after the seventh hour, 10 minutes after the seventh hour, it's also no problem. So Memele, so he says, there's zikha asvara to say that surfen means that it is oimed l'sreifa from the beginning of the sixth hour. But the Mishnah Bechlal is not speaking when you mechuyif to burn it. Or others hold, surfen betchila sheish means you have to start burning it the beginning of the sixth hour. Just like Legabi, the Isser Achilen Ano, Chazal were Goizel, you might mistake the seventh hour till the sixth hour. So the mitzvah of Sreva, which has to be the beginning of the seventh hour, you might think this is the beginning of the sixth hour. You might think it's the sixth hour. So therefore, you mechuyev to burn it, the Tchila Sheish. Now the Lashon of Rashi Rashi seems to learn the first Mahalach. Because Rashi speaks about Heter. Rashi doesn't speak about Vavagav the whole Shoshishis Medaraisa Sharia. So why is it Serfim? So God's Rabbonola, Dumatoi, Vesavashi Shoshishis, Avachemishis, Avachemishis, Shechemishis Amuta. Rashi speaks about Heter and Issa. He brings God later, we'll have a Rashi, Tav Yud Beis Amud Beis. Rashi also seems to hold there's no problem in waiting to burn it. But the Lashon of Rashi and Mishnah also would seem that Serfim means it's Oymed L'Sreifim. Al Kaponim, let us get back to the Mishnah. Ramei Raima Oichlin Kol Chomesh. A person is permitted to eat Chomesh the whole fifth hour of the day. V'Seirfin, Netzayimid Lisroi Betchila Sheish, the beginning of the sixth hour. Rab Yehuda Oima Oichlin Kol Arbe. You are permitted to eat Chomesh, we pass the light tribute, the whole fourth hour of the day. V'Toilin Kol Chomesh. The fifth hour is Toilin. Toilin means you're not permitted to eat it. But you don't have to get rid of it. You're permitted to derive benefit from it. It's also b'achila mutabando. V'soyrfin b'tchila sheish. V'soyrfin b'tchila sheish. Let us see what Rashi says. Toilin kol chomesh. V'einay oichel. You're not permitted to eat the fifth hour. The toy. Rabbi Yehuda holds that just like we said before, a person could mistake he'll think that it's really the seventh hour, and he'll think it's the sixth hour. So he can make the same mistake. He'll think it's the fifth hour, and it's really the seventh hour. V'sovar al shvi'i shechamishis. So if you'll permit chametz to be eaten the fifth hour, he might come and eat it the seventh hour. U'miu lisraif einei tzorich. He doesn't have to get rid of it. U'machil behemtoi. He's permitted to give his behemoth. Abu Shishis, but the sixth hour, af bahano osami da rabbonang zeire mishum shviz. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the fifth hour they asked ba'achila and they were mata bahano. The sixth hour is also bahano. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is very difficult to understand. Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik an Rav Meir. He holds that a person could make a mistake. He could think the fifth hour, he could think the seventh hour is still the fifth hour. Good. So therefore, we have to make a gzeir on the fifth hour. But now there's a tremendous problem in Rabbi Yehuda. If you were choishish that a person might think the seventh hour is the fifth hour, the seventh hour is also bachil and also bahano. So why do you say that the seventh hour is mutter bahano and also bachil b'man of shech? The person is going to make a mistake, so he'll have so you not have another seventh hour also. And if you're not choishish for a mistake, she should be permitted to eat it. The Pnei Yeshua and the Rashash ask this kasha. The Pnei Yeshua seems to say that, he says like this, we have to understand these people who make a mistake, b'frat, they might think it's the fifth hour and it's really the seventh hour. This is only a minute percentage of people. That means we really, it's not a, it's something to be afraid of, but it's only a minute percentage of people. So therefore, we ask him to that he should lose the chometz completely and not be able to derive any benefit from him, from the chometz, since this is only a minute percentage of people who can make this mistake. They did not want that he should lose the chometz. So therefore, they were saimach an roiv v'nei yodam, and they were matar bahano. Le'idach gise, legabi to be matar to eat it also, and that legabi achile, they were chayish for the miyut anoshim who make a mistake. So this is lechatchile, why should you eat it? You don't have to eat it, you could, that means we're not making you lose the value of the chometz. So, This is lachatchil, and this is like b'diyevet. To take it away from you completely, they didn't want to do. But to be matar achila, they also didn't want to do. Very difficult to understand, because anon achila is the same iser. That means it's, but al kaponim, by asring achila, we're not being mafsed the bailam. So achila they asered. Anon they didn't asered. Rishash says we find the same thing. There's a basa b'cholov is also b'achila and also b'hano. Basa b'cholov the rabbanon is only also b'achila. So it seems when Chazal made gzeiris, that means even though min ha'teira there's no difference between hano and achila, and the gzeiris the rabbanon for some reason they differentiate it. Let's go further in the Mishnah. Va'oid omar Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rabbi Yehuda is bringing a raya to himself. That's the halacha, that the shoch hamishis is also b'achila mutabano. And by the Rabbi Yehuda, shtei chaloi shal toide psulois menoches al gavei tztaver, al gagei tztaver. That means in the Harabayis, there was an area with benches, leeches, that people used to sit there. So on the top of the gag, they took two chalois of a toide, which were posel, and they put them on top of the gag itstave. And this was in a high place, and it was visible for some of the people in Yerushalayim. So the danoga was as follows: Shtei chalei shel toide psulos menoches al gavei tztave. Kol zman she menoches, kol zman these two chalos were on top of the gag itstave. Kol ha'om oichlin. So then everyone ate. Nitla achas. If one was taken away, toilin le oichlin v'le yisofen. Nitlu shteyem, if both were taken away, ischilu kolom sofen. Then they knew that you have to start burning. So that is the second sheet. Rabbi Gamliel oimer, chulin necholin kol arbe. Gamliel is the third sheet. He says, it matters what type of chometz we're speaking about. Chulin necholin kol arbe. Chulin, you're only permitted to eat the fourth hour. Tchume kol chomesh. Trume, there's an iser to be ma'abed kochim. There's an iser to be ma'abed trume. So memeila, they did not want to answer the achila of trume shoch hamishish. It's very good. We said before with the Pnei Yeshua, there's only a miyut anoshim which could be toye and think that the seventh hour is the fifth hour. So by chulun they were machmer, by trume they weren't machmer. B'servim b'tchila sheish. Let us see Rashi. Shtei chalois, shall chomet, shall tay the psulos, the bigmo, mafarish man paslin, who passel these chalos. Hoyum anochis b'chol erev Pesach, agavit stabis. Tov, shahoye bahar abayis. This was an area with benches or bleachers. Shisham is kapzim, v'yayishim b'nei odom, v'yirayin oysen l'simen. They watched it. This was a simon what one is permitted to do. Nitla achas men betchilas chomesh boshliach bezn v'noitla achas. Is memele, then there was toilet. The truma kol chomesh is ram gamliel da'os la'afset kotsh b'yadayim kol zman sheyochel la'ochlon. So therefore, it was matter achilas truma. V'sevim betchilas sheish. It's a little, it's very unclear the lashon of Rashi over here. Rashi says that trume kol chomesh da osa lahafsid kotchim biyadayim. You're not allowed to destroy kotchim. Kol zman sheyochel la'ochlon. So if I don't eat trume the fifth hour, I'm not mafsid kotchim biyadayim. I'm not eating it. It's a little schwer to understand what Rashi is saying over here. Tosa lahafsid kotchim biyodayim. I'm not mafsid biyodayim. V'soivim betchila sheish, tovadei rube tov ben sheish l'sheva. But ben sheish l'sheva, roiv people will make a toy, so therefore, trum is also not permitted to be eaten the sixth hour. Zok tigmore, nan hosom, echad oimer b'shnayim b'chaydish, ve'echad oimer b'shloishet. You have two people, we're speaking about dinei nefoshes. You have two Edom coming and saying Edis that they both witness how Reuben killed Shimon. Now Bezin starts asking a few questions. What day of the month was it? So Echad Oimer B'Shnayim B'Chodesh. It was the second day of the month. Ve'echad Oimer B'Shloisha. And the other Eid says, when he's questioning, he says it's the third day of the month. Eidusan Kayemis. So we say that there is no stire. We say that these Edom are not makrish one the other. Shezeh yoideya bi'iburei shal chaydish. This one, Mestama, was aware that the previous chaydish had 31 days. So Memele, so he knows now that this is only the second day of the chaydish. Bezeh eini yoidei bi'iburei shal chaydish. The one that said it's the third day, he thought that the previous chaydish, and you have to understand that those days they didn't send out luchas. So he had to be up to date when Bezna was makadish the chaydish. Not all people were up to date. So Mamela, he did not know that the previous Chaydish had 31 days. He had 30 days. So Alpicheshman, this is the third day in the Chaydish. So Mamela, so therefore, we accept the Edis of both of them. And we say one is just making a mistake, but there's no real contradiction between the Haggadah of these both Edis. Echad oimer b'shloishev, echad oimer behei. But what if when we pose the question, which day of the month was it? So one says it was the third day of the month, one says it was the fifth day of the month. So here, he can't be toiled this in a mistake. They're both speaking about the same day, but one doesn't know which date it is. People don't make such mistakes. So al-kochoch, one is contradicting the other. Is they do some betailas, and the Edis is bottle. Zot Rashi. Echad oimer b'shnayim b'chaydish, horak zes ha-nefesh. He killed someone, this Reuven killed Shimon the second day of the month. Ve'echad min ha-edem oimer b'shloishe b'chaydish, edusen kayemes. U'bez deno yeboit k'noisem b'shevach ha-kiris, k'dil kamon, there were seven questions that were posed to them. V'kivin de'hushvu shneyem loimel. So now, Rashi had a kasha. You could say that they're making a mistake. One did not, they're really both speaking about the same day of the month, but one did not know when it became Rosh Chodesh. But could be, by what right do you have to say this? Maybe Taka, they're saying two different things. Maybe one is saying it was the second day of the Chodesh, and one was saying the third day of the Chodesh. So Rashi says, we asked them other questions also. We asked them which day of the week was it. So we asked them which day of the week, so both of them said Tuesday. So both of them said it was Tuesday, and one said it was Shloishi B'Chodesh, and one says it was Shnayim B'Chodesh. So here we see, here it's spelled out black and white, that it occurred the same day, the Ritzich occurred the same day, and there's a Shiloh, what day of the month was it? So we see there's no contradiction between the two Edim, though one was unaware when it became Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, so that's what Rashi says. V'kivin do hushvu Shnayim loyme b'shlishi oy barevi. Since both of them, when it came to the question, which day of the week was it? So they both said the same day. Shabbat kemeis yom v'chodesh. Oimer zeh b'shenif zeh oma b'shlishi. Shneihem al yemechot eidus. And now I see they're both speaking about the same day. El shezeh yoda b'iburi shal chodesh. Shachodesh ova amboleh. V'huk v'roish chodesh b'em shloishim v'echot. V'zeh shoma b'shnayim b'chodesh. Yoda boy. So he knew... I'm sorry, he knew that, the first one knew that Rosh Chodesh was the 31st day. That Rosh Chodesh was the 30th day. Shaila was if Rosh Chodesh was the 31st day or the 30th day. People can't make such a mistake. We see that since they said the same day of the week, and people can make a mistake in the day of the month, so we can't do anything to be mechalik the edus. Edus and betayla, but it was 3 and 5, the bolak elamite. Here, you can't make such a mistake. There's a 2-day difference. Ukroksi bedarashta v'chakarta b'nei emes nochen shte edusan mechuvenes. The Eidus has to stem, be Eloi, like Katlina. The who, so in this case, the Tzeyach, the Haim, and the Eidim Pturim, both of them are part of Misa. The Eidim Shkorim, I one of them is, the Eidim Nerogim, El Al Yedei Hazomet. You only kill Eidim if you amazim them, that Imonu Ayisim. Eidus Mokreshes, there's no din Hazomet. Let us just see Taisvus. Zeh yedei biburi shal chodesh. Buhu adin da vimotzu lameima, zeh yoda bechesroine shal chodesh, vizeh lo yoda. Here the Gemara seems to assume that the previous chodesh was a molei. So the one that said sheini bechodesh is right. Wouldn't have a motzu lameima, zeh yoda bechesroine shal chodesh, zeh lo yoda, the chodesh shal vachosahoy. Vehik sheriva. So the riva is the moira de kekash. Uma ilo daikinon bahadi sadi, the tavayu yodi beibure shal chodesh. Let's say if we would ask these two Eidim, could you please tell me when Rosh Chodesh was? Let's ask them. We're assuming, we say this one said 2 days, what's this one? 3 days. No, Abshad, he thought Rosh Chodesh was Sunday, he thought Rosh Chodesh was Shabbat, whatever it was. So the Mele, and we're saying a whole shtick Torah. So Taisa says, well, if we would ask them, before making assumptions, let's ask them, when was Rosh Chodesh? Now, if both will say that Rosh Chodesh was the same day, and now he says it was Sheni B'chodesh and Shlishi B'chodesh, we'll see one is Makrish the other. V'ik Sherivo, Ma'ilu Daikinon Bahani Sadi. If we would question these Eidim, the Tavayu Yodi B'Iburi Shal Chodesh, and we would see that both knew when Rosh Chodesh was. V'Avle Eidis B'Kreshes. V'Heich Neikim V'Niktol Misveikis. How can you kill a person? Because I can assume maybe one didn't know when Rosh Chodesh is. The Gemara is later such a kash. You can't kill someone with assumptions and shtiklach teire. So in Meile, Avagav de Beperik ben Seire, Daik miyoche de Rubedin shi avide de toi bibur de yache. The Gemara says, you know why he assumed that he made a mistake? Because many people, most people make a mistake. Abo mikomok iman nafsi de mizdagdik ben. Why do you have to be so batlonish? Let's ask them. Let's be mevara. And the mele and we'll see if they both know when Rosh Chodesh was. Shloim edahochi dakinu b'ushap. Itakim edayik. Kivin deshailu beiz the yom. We asked them which day of the week it was. Okamachavni leyom echot. And both of them were machavin the same day. Shma mineo shezeh lo yoda. So then we see that one did not know when Rosh Chodesh was. Okay, we'll stop here because the rest of the place is too complicated.